Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 11, Verse number 16 and 17. Nisamya prestam ayantam Vasudevo Mahamana Akruras Chograsenascha Ramaschad Bhuta Vikramaha Pradyumnas Charudesnascha Sambo Jambavati Sutaha Paharsa Vegochasita Sayana Sanabojana. On hearing that the most dear Krishna was approaching Dwarka Dhamma, magnanimous Vasudeva, Akrura, Ugrasena, Balarama, the superhumanly powerful, Pradumya, Charudesna, and Samba, the son of Jambavati, all extremely happy, abandoned resting, sitting, and dining. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Vasudeva, son of Surasena, husband of Devaki, and father of Lord Sri Krishna. He is the brother of Kunti and father of Subhadra. Subhadra was married with her cousin Arjuna. And this system is still prevalent in some parts of India. Vasudeva was appointed minister of Ugrasena, and later on he married 8 daughters of Ugrasena's brother, Devaka. Devaki is only one of them. Kamsa was his brother-in-law, and Vasudeva accepted voluntary imprisonment by Kamsa on mutual agreement to deliver the 8th son of Devaki. This was foiled by the will of Krishna. As maternal uncle of the Pandavas, he took active parts in the purificatory process of the Pandavas. He sent for the priest Kashyapa at the Satasringa Parvata, and he executed the functions. When Krishna appeared within the bars of Kamsa's prison house, he was transferred by Vasudeva to the house of Nanda Maharaj, the foster father of Krishna, at Gokula. Krishna disappeared along with Baladeva prior to the disappearance of Vasudeva. And Arjuna, Vasudeva's nephew, undertook the charge of the funeral ceremony after Vasudeva's disappearance. Akrura, the commander-in-chief of the Rishni dynasty and a great devotee of Lord Krishna. Akrura attained success in devotional service to the Lord by the one single process of offering prayers. He was the husband of Sutani, daughter of Ahuka. He supported Arjuna when Arjuna took Subhadra forcibly away by the will of Krishna. Both Krishna and Akrura went to see Arjuna after his successful kidnapping of Subhadra. Both of them presented dowries to Arjuna after this incident. Arjuna was present also when Abhimanyu, the son of Subhadra, was married with Uttara, mother of Maharaj Parikshit. Ahuka, the father-in-law of Akrura, was not on good terms with Akrura. But both of them were devotees of the Lord. Ugrasena, one of the powerful kings of the Rishni dynasty and cousin of Maharaj Kunti Bhoja. His other name was Ahuka. His minister was Vasudeva. And his son was the powerful Kamsa. This Kamsa imprisoned his father and became king of Mathura. By the grace of Lord Krishna and his brother, Lord Balaram, Kamsa was killed. and Ugrasena was reinstalled on the throne. When Salva attacked the city of Dwarka, Ugrasena fought very valiantly and repulsed the enemy. Ugrasena inquired from Naradaji about the divinity of Lord Krishna. When the Yadu dynasty was to be vanquished, Ugrasena was entrusted with the iron lump produced from the womb of Sambha. He cut the iron lump into pieces and pasted it and mixed it up with the seawater on the coast of Dwarka. After this, he ordered complete prohibition within the city of Dwarka and the kingdom. He got salvation after his death. Baladeva. He is the divine son of Vasudeva by his wife Rohini. He is also known as Rohini Nandana, the beloved son of Rohini. He was also entrusted to Nanda Maharaj along with his mother Rohini when Vasudeva embraced imprisonment by mutual agreement with Kamsa. So Nanda Maharaj is also the foster father of Baladeva along with the Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna and Lord Baladeva were constant companions. Their very childhood, although they were stepbrothers, he is plenary manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, he is good and powerful as Lord Krishna. He belongs to the Vishnu Tattva, the principle of Godhead. He attended the Swayamvara ceremony of Draupadi along with Sri Krishna. When Subhadra was kidnapped by Arjuna by the organized plan of Sri Krishna, Baladeva was very angry with Arjuna and wanted to kill him at once. Sri Krishna, for the sake of his dear friend, fell at the feet of Lord Baladeva and implored him not to be so angry. Sri Baladeva was thus satisfied. Similarly, he was once very angry with the Kauravas, and he wanted to throw their whole city into the depths of the Yamuna. But the Kauravas satisfied him by surrendering unto his divine lotus feet. He was actually the seventh son of Devaki prior to the birth of Lord Krishna. But by the will of the Lord, he was transferred to the womb of Rohini to escape the wrath of Kamsa. His other name is therefore Sankarsana, who is the plenary portion of Sri Baladeva. Because he is as powerful as Lord Krishna and can bestow spiritual power to the devotees, he is therefore known as Baladeva. In the Vedas, also, it is enjoined that no one can know the Supreme Lord without being favored by Baladeva. Bala means spiritual strength, not physical. Some less intelligent persons interpret Bala as the strength of the body, but no one can have spiritual realization by physical strength. Physical strength ends with the end of the physical body, but spiritual strength follows the spirit soul to the next transmigration. And therefore, the strength obtained by Baladeva was never wasted. The strength is eternal, and thus Baladeva is the original spiritual master of all devotees. Sri Baladeva was also a class friend of Lord Sri Krishna as a student of Sandipani Muni. In his childhood, he killed many asuras along with Sri Krishna, and specifically he killed Dhenukasura at Talavana. During the Kurukshetra battle, he remained neutral, and he tried his best not to bring about the fight. He was in favor of Duryodhana, but still he remained neutral. When there was a club fight between Duryodhana and Bhismasena, he was present on the spot. He was angry at Bhimasena when the latter struck Duryodhana on the thigh or below the belt, and he wanted to retaliate the unfair action. Lord Sri Krishna saved Bhima from his, meaning Baladeva's, wrath, but he left the place at once. Baladeva left the place at once, being disgusted at Bhimasena, and after his departure, Duryodhana fell to the ground to meet his death. The funeral ceremony of Abhimanyu, the son of Arjuna, was performed by him, and he was the maternal uncle. It was impossible to be performed by any of the Pandavas, who were all overwhelmed with grief. At the last stage, he departed from this world by producing a great white snake from his mouth, and thus he was carried by Seshanaga in the shape of a serpent. Pradyumna, incarnation of Kamadeva, or according to others, incarnation of Sanat Kumara, born as the son of the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, and Lakshmi Devi Srimati Rukmini, the principal queen at Dwarka. He was one of those who went to congratulate Arjuna upon his marrying Subhadra. He was one of the great generals who fought with Salva. While fighting with him, he became unconscious on the battlefield. His charioteer brought him back to the camp from the battlefield, and for this action he was very sorry and rebuked his charioteer. However, he fought again with Salva and was victorious. He heard all about the different demigods from Naradaji. He was one of the four plenary expansions of Lord Krishna. He is the third one. He inquired from his father, Sri Krishna, about the glories of the Brahmanas. During the fratricidal war amongst the descendants of Yadu, he died at the hand of Bhoja, another king of the Vrishnis. After his death, he was installed in his original position. Charudesna, another son of Lord Krishna and Rukmini Devi. He was also present during the Swayamvara ceremony in Draupadi. He was a great warrior like the brothers and father. He fought with Vivinikdaka and killed him in the fight. Sambo, one of the great heroes of the Yadu dynasty and a son of Lord Sri Krishna by his wife Jambavati. He learned the military art of throwing arrows from Arjuna, and he became a member of parliament during the time of Maharaj Yudhisthira. He was present during the Rajasuya Yajna of Maharaj Yudhisthira, when all the Vrishnis were assembled during the time of Prabhasa Yajna. His glorious activities were narrated by Satyaki before Lord Baladeva. He was also present along with his father, Lord Sri Krishna, during the Aswamedha Yajna performed by Yudhisthira. He was presented before some rishis, falsely dressed as a pregnant woman by his brothers. And in fun, he asked the rishis what he was going to deliver. The rishis replied that he would deliver a lump of iron, which would be the cause of fratricidal war in the family of Yadu. The next day in the morning, Samba delivered a large lump of iron, which was entrusted with Ugrasena for necessary action. Actually, later on, there was the foretold fratricidal war. Samba died in that war. So all sons of Lord Krishna left their respective palaces, and leaving aside all engagements, including lying down, sitting, and dining, hastened toward their exalted father. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. There's not much I can say about all this because it's all details about great personalities. All of it is true. And it's something that we have to read several times over to try and assimilate. However, there is a point that I wanted to make that is that is, you know, when, why was Baladev angry on several occasions? And Baladev had opposite affinities in some cases than Krishna. Well, this is very interesting. However, Baladev always submitted to Lord Krishna's entreaties. That is extremely significant. Although he had equal strength as the Lord, he could have opposed him. but he didn't. So that is the real, let's call it, the responsibility of having power. Just because one is powerful doesn't mean that they can use it in all circumstances. You have to take into account the opinion of peers. So in a sense, Baladeva is a peer of Krishna. No one else could have that same position, because Baladeva is a plenary expansion of Lord Sri Krishna. But even though he's a peer, even though sometimes he has a different opinion than Krishna, he always listens to what Krishna says. He may be angry, but he controls himself and he acts neutrally. So this is a very profound lesson that we should learn. That just because one has power doesn't mean that they have to exercise it in every situation. And everyone needs to ultimately take instruction from Krishna or Krishna's pure representatives. If Balaram does that, then how much so we should do that? Okay, any questions? Yeah. Yeah. Well, it doesn't say that he got into any real controversies with the father, with the father-in-law. They didn't like each other, but there wasn't any, let's say, outcome of that dislike. So that proves that in life, see, people have likes and dislikes. It doesn't mean that they have to get into big fights and, you know, have a duel or something, see who prevails, right? So that's why there's always a necessity of self-control and neutrality and equality. One remains neutral even in the most distressful or difficult situations. And one sees the equality of all souls. Everyone is the eternal servant of Krishna. Everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. So this neutrality and equality, is beyond Brahma Bhuta, or the self-satisfaction one attains when one becomes free from the influence of the modes of material nature. This is more advanced, because one can have different feelings or opinions, but above those feelings and opinions is this state of neutrality and equality. In the most distressful situations, one remains neutral, and whenever one is aware of the fact that all living entities have souls, and every one of them has a relationship with Krishna, therefore one has to respect the life of a living entity, from Brahma down to the smallest microbe. So that's the understanding of advanced devotees. They're not only self-satisfied, but they have as it says, samak sarvesu bhutesu, that is, they are equally disposed towards all living entities. That's an important, see, that's more advanced than simply Brahman realization, realizing that I'm an eternal soul. So this is 18. Yeah, but there's no, you know, retaliation. There's no, it doesn't degrade down into a fight, you know. So this samak sarvesu bhutesu is very important. And equally disposed toward every living entity. See, that's the question of equality. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me, Krishna says. So the one, he's self-satisfied by a dint of, you know, Krishna consciousness, knowing he has an eternal soul, an eternal relationship with Krishna, and one feels joyful about this. He never laments or desires to have anything, and he's equally disposed toward every living entity. That's the hard part, say. So even though you might not like someone, you don't in any way deprecate them or have any animosity. You might not like them, but that animosity, that dislike doesn't go forward into strife and combat or whatever. Retaliation or whatever. One is extremely tolerant. So we have to learn to control ourselves. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Yeah, see, he didn't control himself. But before he became demoniac, although he had many good qualities. He was 99% good. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.